You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I think the Blue Jays are a bad matchup for Rodon. I could see 5 innings, 3-4 runs, something like that. I would expect that Rodon's going to get hit. I don't think he's shutting the Blue Jays down. Now, maybe he can prove me wrong, go out there and dominate. Love to see it. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think he has it in him against this particular team. So, therefore, I do think that it's going to come down to the Yankee bats. Like, if they don't hit, they are going home. They have to mash this Blue Jay team, whether it's Bieber, whether it's the bullpen. If they don't mash at the stadium tonight, BT, the Yankees are going home.
Probably. I think Rodon gives him a chance to win. That's what I think. I've said that, obviously. But a chance to win doesn't mean he's going to be Schlittler from the other night or, you know, the Toronto kid or Crochet in game one against the Red Sox. I just think, you know, middle frames, 5 1/3, 5 2/3, couple of runs, couple of walks, couple of whiffs, higher pitch count. And then you're right, the onus is on the Yankee bats here. And it's not one or two games. Now, it's also not 20 here, but the small sample, 5 games, the strikeout to walk ratio is deplorably bad. And I think we're going to get a different lineup here tonight from Boone. I do. I think Rice or Wells is sitting. I think Ben Rice is going to sit. I'm going to make the call now.
No way.
I'm not saying that I would do that.
Yeah, against Bieber?
Well, he's a reverse split guy here. I think Goldschmidt's going to play first base tonight. I really do. And then you've got a decision. Are you going to go Wells or Rice behind the plate? I prefer Rice's stick, even though it doesn't look great now, but I love Wells' defense compared to Rice. I think Rice catches. I think Goldie plays first.
Yeah, I would still ride it out. I'm not sitting Ben Rice. If my theory was I have to have Ben Rice in the lineup because I believe they're second offensive player, I'm not going to let a couple of games change my mind on that, especially against the righty. I don't care what his splits are. Ben Rice has to be in there at home, and I'd go Austin Wells as well. Now, I worry about the defense a little bit, but that hasn't been a major issue for the Yankees here. Look, bottom line is, like, Grisham, how many home runs he hit? 34 home runs?
Yep.
Oh, it'd be nice if he did something in the postseason.
It's been awful.
It's such a small sample size, but hey, that's what the playoffs are.
Yeah.
And I worry about Rodon, like specifically Rodon against righties. He's susceptible even at Yankee Stadium. And then you look at the Blue Jays and all the righties that they have, specifically Vlad, like that could be a problem there. So yeah, Yanks, bats, whatever the lineup is tonight, and I would be surprised if they did that. That's the only change that you would make. You'd have Rice out.
I'm not even saying that I would do it. I really wouldn't. I want Ben Rice's bat in there. I just have a few, because think about this. Goldschmidt has not been called upon much, but every time he gets up, he's getting a base hit to right field. Yeah. There's only a few of them.
He's only really good against lefties.
No, but that's why I bring up Bieber being a reverse split guy. Now, it's a smaller sample this year. Bieber's given up some home runs. He's not. Now, if this was Bieber a couple of years ago, it's probably body bag time. Yanks are probably losing. They should hit him tonight. I think this is one of the things where it's a little numbers-oriented, a little gut-oriented. I do think Goldschmidt's playing tonight.
BT and Sal on the fan. John calling from the Bronx. What's up, John?
Johnny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm with you guys on everything you've said so far. I want to go back to earlier in the season when we were having our defensive troubles, and BT kept saying, this is an organizational issue. This is an organizational issue from AAA, AA, whatever.
Yep.
But the biggest issue, in my opinion, is the Yankees lost their swagger. No one is afraid of the Yankees. They're openly talking smack about us. Last week I called and I said, this is the road to redemption. Boy, have we hit a pothole. Listen, from the organization, from Hal, Brian Cashman, Aaron Boone, but it begins with the players. Where is the Strawberry? Where is the CC Sabathia? Where's the Roger Clemens? Who's going to step up? We need dogs. We don't need to see Big Poppy on Fox News saying, we do need A-Rod to come back. We do need Jeter.
Well, what come do you mean? On, you Judge? Got Judge. I mean, Judge is as dog
as
there
is. He's quiet. Oh, come on, Sal.
He's not quiet. Aaron Judge? What, are you kidding me? He's one of the great leaders in the sport.
I don't know. I don't see the fire. He's a laid-back SoCal guy. I love Aaron Judge. He is the best player. I'm telling you, I'm rooting for all of them. I want him to be known as a clutch playoff,
yep.
big time,
yep.
big stage hitter,
uh-huh.
Sal. But you don't see the fire.
I don't think that's fair.
When you have Luke Weaver, when you have Luke Weaver blaming his
what do you want Judge
coach,
to do? Grab him? And, yeah, throw him in the locker?
I want him to hit or a walk with bases loaded, Sal. I don't want him striking out.
No, John, the results,
I'm
not arguing the results with you. We agree there, and thank you for the call. Arguing is you said the Yankees need a leader type. They need that. No, they have that. With Aaron Judge, that's not what they need. They need to hit. I would argue the structure of the ball club. I've never liked it. I said that consistently. Now, I still thought that they were better than the Blue Jays, but I never liked the way the Yankees are constructed. We even talked about how you put together a lineup in the postseason. It shouldn't be, well, we have to put Rice in there, but then we're worried about his defense. And, we got to play Giancarlo, but he can't do anything else. Like, there is a flaw with the roster construction to me that I just don't like. However, criticizing their leadership or their fight or dog in them, that to me is the wrong way to go.
I agree with you. I mean, the construction's been an issue for years. We've been screaming about this, and that's a Cashman thing. That will not be solved tonight. It was addressed, and it was made better with some moves here, like Caballero, some others. But
hey, McMahon.
Ryan McMahon stabilized third base, which has obviously helped out Volpe at shortstop. Volpe's been fairly elite catching the baseball since McMahon came over after an incredibly odd month of not being able to catch or throw. But the criticism there from John, it's got to be on the results, not the approach. That's missing the mark there. Not everybody is going to fire a helmet like Paul O'Neill or, charge them out like Darryl as a Met or a Yankee. Everybody's wired differently. But if you don't think that Judge is intensely competitive and fierce in his own understated way, then we've been watching a different Aaron Judge. And everybody respects him, and everybody responds to him. So I think that that's unfair.
I think with Judge and Giancarlo in particular, they have excellent leadership within the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Those two guys, veterans, handle New York well.
Goldschmidt, too.
Yeah.
I think Goldie, they respect him.
Nice veteran. Yeah. I wouldn't look at that as an issue. Al is calling from Keyport.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
What's up, Al?
What's happening? Aaron Boone, if he wasn't there, that place would be a mess. They should never fire him. But anyway, I call when you got a bunch of 230 hitters and under the pressure in New York, it's impossible. Like, the pressure in New York does it. It does to all the great players, not all of them, but you know what I'm saying? It's just the pressure in New York is unbelievable.
Well, who's it done it to? Al, let me ask a question. So put Judge aside, what you said, great players, it does it to, and I know that you don't mean all of them, but what
not
great, I know you don't, so that's why I'm asking, what great players do you think were, great players, not average players, great players that were truly adversely impacted by the size of the October Yankee stage? Who?
Well, Dave Winfield was that one
that's
time.
That's good call.
I mean,
I'm not saying there's none, but there's not many. That was also 1981.
No. They should all be like Bernie Williams.
There you go.
Those are guys who were very good players. There have been a lot of very good players, Alan. Thanks, thank you for the call, that have gotten better in the postseason, and that's why we love those guys more so than anybody else. Guys that raised their game in the postseason, those are memorable things. I mean, A-Rod until 2009 was an issue.
Yep.
Obviously, that was a well-documented issue. And the difference is, when a guy like A-Rod or Aaron Judge, they set such an incredibly high standard in the regular season. Bonds, throw him in there as well. They set such an incredibly high standard of performance in the regular season that when they don't succeed in a short playoff series, it's magnified times a million, because it's like, well, how come you get it 62 home runs in the regular season and you hit singles at best in the postseason? Like, that can't happen repeatedly. I do think there's an element to pressure there, but they have such lofty standards to live up to, it's near impossible to do so.
Agreed again. Listen, a couple things here. So, Tino Martinez got off to a rough start, and then he hit the clutch granny. Remember that? Against the Padres?
Yeah.
Tino did not hit well out of the chute. It took him a little bit to get. I'm talking about in the postseason. That's number one. One of the callers before used the word swagger. You know, Yanks don't have enough swagger. Well, why? Like, teams aren't going to be afraid of you if you don't win. The reason why the Yankees had swag back in the day is, number one, they would take your soul, all right? They would destroy you on the field, and then they had a couple of guys who were willing to throw hands. I mean, honestly, I'm not saying that this should come down to a fight. I don't mean that at all. But, like, they just had a few. You had Darryl, you had Graham Lloyd, you had Jeff Nelson, you had Jorge, you had guys who were ready to scrap.
Changed.
No, I know, but he's also referencing some of those former teams. So the sport has changed, but there is nobody that's going to step on a field with you and think to themselves, even as the highest level as professionals, man, I don't know if we can beat these guys. Why would anybody think that? The Yankees haven't won since 2009.
But here's the thing, BT. We heard about the Red Sox. Oh, they're dangerous. They're not afraid of the Yankees, not intimidated. And then I saw them crap themselves, beating themselves, making mistakes left and right in games two and games three. I still believe, now it's not what it was in the 90s, and it's not the old stadium.
Mm.
I still do believe that in the postseason, that building, that fan base, and that team still has a special feel to it that I need to see the Blue Jays get by before I just say, well, the Yankees don't have that mystique. Nonsense. Let's see Toronto go in there and win one of the next two games. Then I'll concede I was wrong. It's not there. The Blue Jays, I don't believe, are going to do what they did in the first two games in Yankee Stadium. I think it's going to be a different type feel, and we'll be talking about a game five.
Okay, you know what? I hope you're right, obviously. There's always checkpoints to earning your respect here. And Toronto, it's one thing to put up 23 runs in Toronto, but now you got to come here. So it's, but if I'm listening to you and if I'm hearing you properly, it's not so much about this Yankee team, it's more about the venue. Because am I?
No, I still think the thing that to me is most scary about the Yankees, this Yankees team, is their offense. When their offense is clicking, they are elite. They are a nightmare to pitch to, one guy after another. You know what the totals, the numbers, you go over all that, but we watch it with our eyes, you can see it. In particular, in that ballpark with the offense, trying to nail them down, trying to put them away, they are going to be an impossible out for me when I look at a less than Toronto bullpen or a less than Toronto staff, certainly for games three and games four. I don't believe Toronto has enough pitching to overcome the elite Yankee offense with the crowd behind them, with Last Licks, with all that they have to offer with their bats up and down that order.
Here's the bottom line, and then we'll get these calls coming up, obviously, BT and Sal here on The Fan. Number one, you got to hope that Rodon's up to the task. Number two, you got to hope that the Yankees hit. And number three, if the Yankees have a lead, you're going to have to hope that they can get through probably one or maybe two arms that we like, but aren't fully buying into. So, hey, listen, it is going to be a dicey, emotional night, period.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.